Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. And my name is Christy. So a lot of people might think that internet is not really good for you when people get addicted, but today we have a video from Adam Ruins Everything, and it's called Why the Internet is Good for Society. So let's take a look at today's sentence. But the point is, we're all communicating more now than we ever were before. We weren't better people back before we had smartphones or the internet. We were the same lazy, curious, social people we've always been. The only difference is now we have instantaneous access to all knowledge and communication. But the point is, we're all communicating more now than we ever were before. We weren't better people back before we had smartphones or the internet. We were the same lazy, curious, social people we've always been. The only difference is now we have instantaneous access to all knowledge and communication. 那我首先来看的第一个字呢是 communicate。Communicate 呢指的是传达或者是沟通的意思，它的名词原型呢是 communication， 重音不太一样哦。第一个字的重音在 mu 的地方 ，communicate ni 发短音。那第二个字的重音呢，则是在 ca 的地方，会是 communication。Communicate 跟 communication。For example, a lot of people learn English because they wish to communicate with foreigners. 很多人学英文呢是为了要跟外国人沟通。那再来呢，还有另外一个词是 communication 的反义，就是 miscommunication。Miscommunication 重音在 ca 的地方。那有在 communication 前面加一个 miss， 大家都知道 miss 有一个误导的感觉，所以 miscommunication 呢，则是字面上说是错误传达，那其他就是误会或者是误解啦。那我们可以说。I feel like there are some miscommunication going on between you two. 我认为你们两个之间呢，一定是存有很大的误会。再我们来看的是 curious. Curious 呢，指的是好奇的，重音在 cu 的地方发 q, q, rious 是发 es, curious, curious 是好奇的。那它的名词原型呢是好奇心，是 curiosity. 这边很特别 ，o 是发 r 的音，嘴巴要上下张开 ，si 要发短音 e。Curiosity. 那我们就说要问一个人问题呢，我们可以说 Out of curiosity, how often do you meet up with your boyfriend? 我只是有点好奇，想问问你多常跟男朋友见面。再我们要来看的是 Internet. Internet 呢是网际网路，那它的重音呢在最前面的地方 Enter. Enter. 那 N-E-T 只是发微笑的嘴型 A， 只有短音用 Internet. 我很常听到有人不小心把 N-E-T 发得太重，会发成 Net 或者是 Net， 那不对，这边要发轻轻的 A。 Internet. Internet.For example, thanks to the internet, we now no longer have to make international phone calls and can simply call family through Skype.
还好有这个网际网路，我们现在不需要打长途的国际电话，只需要就是打 Skype 啊，或者是视讯就可以看到家人了。
再我们来看的是 instantaneous. Instantaneous 呢是即时的，那重音在 T-A-N 的地方，那 I-N-S-T-A 这边发 insta.Insta 重音在 T-A-T-A-N-E-O-U-S Instantaneous， 大家可能会觉得这个字的字首好像很熟悉，那就是很常我们在用的 Instagram。 Instagram 呢，其实它就是从 instant 这个形容词来的，它要说的是大家可以即时发照片的一个 app， 所以就会变成是 Instagram。那它这边的 gram 呢，其实是接自于 telegram。 telegram 在最早以前呢，指的是电报的意思呢。他们的创办人之前有讲过 instant telegram 这个概念呢，就是想要把他们自己生活当下发生的事情呢，分享给周围的朋友看。所以这个小 trivia， Instagram 呢，其实当初的用意呢是 instant telegram， 就是即时电报的那种感觉。那最后我们要来看的是 access。Access 呢，指的是进入啊，或者是取得某一个东西的资料。那它的 AC 发 ack 的音 ，CSS 发 sess。Access。Access. 举例来说呢 ，Be aware where you left your personal information because hackers can easily get access to it.
你要记得就是小心你在哪里留过了你的个人资料，因为有些骇客呢可以马上就是取得这些资料。
Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. But the point is, we're all communicating more now than we ever were before. We weren't better people back before we had smartphones or the internet. We were the same lazy, curious, social people we've always been. The only difference is now we have instantaneous access to all the knowledge and communication. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your sentence recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!